Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey! Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The universe has spoken, and we have to talk about delivery driver drama.
Why is the universe spoken?
Because there's just been a couple stories. You remember, it was like a week or so ago. Like
the chicken wings.
First off, yes, if you drive for DoorDash or Grubhub or Amazon or anybody, like I've seen videos of Amazon drivers walk up, set the package down, take two steps back, walk back up, grab the thing. It's not the real Amazon drivers.
Oh.
It's when they have the contractors or whatever.
Yes.
They're their own porch pirate. Mm-hmm. Like they go, yoink. But you're on camera.
That's what I don't understand is
well, not 90, always.
90% of the time there's cameras.
Yeah.
I am speaking about the chicken wing. Like she was putting the order down and like a wing fell out.
Okay.
Picked it up, put it back in the thing.
Like on cement and like a sticky wing.
And then like kicked with the shoe to like clean up the.
Yeah.
Well, what are you supposed to do?
Ring the
doorbell, say one of the wings fell out.
Right.
Oh, no. I feel like there's paperwork involved.
Or send like, them a message, leave it and then send a message. Your order's here. That wing fell. I didn't feel that I should decide for you if.
If you want,
because then I don't want the rest of the wings because the street wing touched it.
And it's not just the street, but then the driver's hands.
Oh yeah. My gosh, yeah.
You find a hand more vile than their front porch?
All of it's vile.
Yeah.
But the hand is an additional. What if they were sick?
What if they were picking their nose while driving?
Okay. We're paying a stranger to deliver food to our house.
Yeah, you got
to
let a lot of those things go.
Yeah, you got to let it go at some point. It's fine. I'm sure.
I order extra fries from Five Guys because I assume they're going to eat them.
That's weird.
That's generous and kind, I think.
It's just knowing how bad.
Yeah, I find that weird, but I have a crazy one.
Ooh.
You actually, so we're bringing this up and you have a story that's happened.
Yes, and I can't believe I haven't told you guys this because it consumed an entire day of my Thanksgiving break.
Pull up a chair.
Yeah, pull up a chair. I'll try to go fast. So my brother-in-law and my sister were staying in an Airbnb. We were all in Arizona together. I was staying at my mom's house, whatever. She texts, we were supposed to go to the zoo, and she's like, shoot, Zach took the car key with him golfing on accident. He's trying to figure out how to get it back to me. Uber courier. I shouldn't have said their name, but too late.
It's okay.
Uber courier. Say it again. So he couriers it.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I didn't either.
Yeah, where you can just be like, hey, can you take this to this person?
So and meet him at the golf course, grab the key, bring the key back to us.
To my sister, yeah. So she's like, no worries, come on down. Let's go to the zoo. Like, courier will be here in 15 minutes. Crickets, crickets, crickets. Time goes by. She goes outside. She's looking around. She's like, there's no key. Her husband says, it says it's been delivered. So then I rush down from my mom's and I'm like helping her scour the front yard. Her two little boys now.
They just flung it out of the car.
Well, that was the only, the driver was like, I delivered it.
You were in contact with him and they said.
Yeah, he told my brother-in-law, I delivered it. Then my stepdad and Dane come over and they're looking for the key after they finished golf. And then my sister's husband comes. Never found the key again.
Stop.
Key was gone.
They didn't take a picture of where.
They did take a picture. And that's what we were like, okay, then they're going to have to pay to replace this key.
100%.
Nope.
What do you mean nope?
Nope.
Like when you drove.
Luckily, the trunk of the car was broken. They did. It was like a rental through Turo.
Okay.
The trunk of the car was broken. So my sister and I climbed in there and got the kids' car seats out so we could at least take them out of the house. Best part is. Oh my God. The Turo car owner goes, I've got a spare key. We can get it to you. Just send an Uber courier.
Absolutely not.
They did, though, because it was like an hour away.
Oh, my God.
And the second one did get there. But there's just like a guy with the key.
That is insane.
It's insane.
Where is the key?
I don't know.
I need closure on the key.
And why? Like,
or delivered it.
He didn't deliver it. But the car never got stolen. So what was he doing? He just wanted the key to play with like a kid?
Yeah, he has like a cat or something. Right. I don't know.
It was drama. Like an epitome of drama all day.
Did you guys get to go to the zoo?
No. Aww. We just took the kids to
lunch,
you, finally.
Damn you, Uber courier.
Yeah, courier.
All right. So we have more news stories. I bet there's more personal stories in the room. If you've had a delivery... By the way, also, if you are a delivery driver and something went crazy, this is not just... bashing delivery drivers. You may be a delivery driver and you like rang the doorbell and there was a naked person there or whatever. Right. Like they invited you into their orgy, whatever. We want your delivery driver drama stories. 303-222-5423. You can text or call or Uber courier.
Oh my gosh.
There was the one driver who allegedly sprayed pepper spray on the food after dropping it off.
Why would they do that? It was like Arby's. So the woman got her like beef and cheddar or whatever and like took a bite out of it and was like, ah. And like apparently they just, sprayed.
I don't understand why any of these people do any of this.
They probably heard you guys say, oh, what if they're sick? And what if they, who cares?
Yeah, but why would you?
What if any driver's sick?
It's, you know what it is? I think they see the tip and sometimes they're mad, but it's like, dude, if you, I'm sorry.
Some people are stingy. Make it better.
Yeah, but like, now you're going to lose your job and probably get sued if the person consumed the bear spray or whatever you put in there. Like, do you remember the day, like, my kids were starving. I couldn't cook for whatever reason. So I ordered Chipotle through one of the things.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're like, delivered picture. And I'm like, well, where is that picture?
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever done that where you have to go walking through? We went walking through.
I am describing
once.
That exact thing.
Yes.
I go house to house with this picture. I'm like, this doesn't, it's like nice marble, like a nice stone, like porch. And I'm like, what? I walked up and down my block.
Never found it?
Never found it. Monday, take my kids to school, driving through, I have a gated community. The little ledge by the gate, that's where it was. They were like, close enough, puh, just dropped it, puh, right there.
No.
It was just sitting outside.
I'm really surprised that no animals...
It was intact.
Yeah.
But like the grease had like, when I picked up the bag, it just went, it just ripped right
or even
through.
Your neighbor, Josh. I think he would.
If he had seen it.
Yeah.
But it all been sitting there. It'd been kind of cold. I thought about eating it.
No.
Yeah.
It'd been cold.
I don't care.
It was close to the ground.
Nobody had touched it. It was still at the little table.
I agree.
All
right. It's fine. No, eat it.
If you have delivery drama, we'd love to hear your story. 303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about like delivery driver drama. Do you guys, we didn't even talk about this one story. We talked about it when it happened. Do you remember the like Uber driver or DoorDash driver who was like, yeah, this guy's in a hotel room and he ordered... like flex cuffs and tarp.
And like a shovel.
And like, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he was like, this is the positive side of delivery drama. The driver's like, yeah, this looks like this guy's going to kill somebody.
Right.
Called the police and the police went to the hotel and they're like, oh yeah, he had a girl kidnapped inside.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I mean.
Sorry, I just read a crazy text.
What?
I'm a delivery driver and once I was late by 1 minute. Lady was standing outside. She grabbed her food and then takes the drink and throws it at me. She got arrested later for assault. 1 minute.
How are you late? Like when I get
they
DoorDash,
give like a range.
It's constantly going like 6:17 to 6:24. We meant 6:34 to like to September, and you're like, what? How did you?
Sometimes when you order, sometimes the delivery service will take it over from the pizza place or something,
yes, right?
And
exactly.
Then they give you a window, and they give you a time, and then the time
it's
never matches.
Never
so maybe it was
right.
That, but yeah, I've never thrown. Oh,
yeah, you would not throw the soda because you want the soda.
No, I drink it off the ground.
Antonio.
Yay.
Delivery driver drama. What did you at? Yeah.
So I am a delivery driver. I'm currently delivering for Amazon right now.
Okay.
I want to say this was either last winter or the winter before, I had to deliver to a complex out in Aurora. And mind you, if there's a house and someone wants in the backyard, you can just walk through the yard and go through the back. Well, this one, they want it in the backyard and all the houses were connected. So I had to walk all the way around the whole neighborhood. And I get to the back door and they have a sliding glass door that's just completely see-through. I'm walking up and I can see the wife downstairs in the kitchen, their kids playing. And the father just got out of the shower and comes running downstairs. No towel, nothing.
In
and
front
I just
of their
stand
kids?
There frozen. Yeah. I just stand there frozen like a raccoon dead in the eyes.
What?
No.
So,
and he goes, I don't know what was going on, what happened, but he come running outside afterwards with a blanket. He's like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, at least he apologized and he didn't like plan it.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, yeah. You know what I meant by bring it to the back door.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I was the only one thinking it.
Settle down.
I'm the only one thinking it.
You were not.
Thank you. Antonio, that's traumatic. We appreciate the call. What in the world? Why would you want them to come into your backyard and see your kids playing?
I don't know. This just reminded me when about the Amazon driver. When we were trick or treating this year, they were still delivering. The Amazon truck was like in my neighborhood.
Oh.
So this poor guy was having to go around all these kids, and then he's ringing the doorbell,
nightmare.
And then people are answering like, "Hey, I'm tricking." He's like, "No,
I just need sundries.
The cutoff should be 5.
Yeah, the kids are like, "Are you? Who are you supposed to be?" He's like, "I'm working."
Yeah.
Nikki.
Yay.
Delivery driver drama. What happened?
So in one day, my husband and I used to do the deliveries together. And one was a pickup at Lush, and the girl was completely wasted. We had to ask her what colors she wanted of the bath bombs. And when we got there, sure enough, she was wasted. She wanted green and blue.
And then we had
a pickup for Victoria's Secret for a bra. And after that, we had to go deliver 3 pregnancy tests. A young woman, and I wanted to say something to her, but I didn't want to say the wrong thing, being an OBGYN nurse. So I said, "Hey, I hope you get the answer you're looking for."
That's
she totally hugged me.
Yeah,
she's like, "Yes, we're trying. I've already had a bunch of positives. I wanted to make sure."
Okay, that's very sweet.
That is sweet. The other ones are weird.
The bra. Yes. Just go get your own bra.
I know, but if you just need one, you don't have time.
Have
you're like putting your makeup on. You're like, I got to be matchy.
She answered the door in her robe. And she had her makeup and hair going, but she forgot the strapless bra.
Oh,
I went and picked it up for her. Yeah.
Did you go?
I can understand.
Did she have her package delivered to the front door, or
okay?
Or
what's your problem?
Side door.
Front door.
Front door. Okay. Thank you. I am changing all of my deliveries to back door as soon as we get
done
talking about
this. And then what, they got to jump your fence?
I don't care. It's just that, like, I'm... Christine.
Hi.
Hi.
Delivery driver drama. What happened?
Well, I just moved here from Charleston, South Carolina.
Oh, welcome to America.
Well,
I don't know.
We'll not go there. But it is 100 degrees every day in the summer and at least 80% humidity.
Uh-huh.
And I would get delivery orders that had multiple cases of sodas or anything carbonated in them.
No.
To the third floor walk up.
Oh.
And I would shake the sodas all the way up.
As you should. Yeah.
Okay.
I love her so much.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
It's time.
News. No.
The only real hope.
Why are you this way?
To decide. This is news or no.
James Hetfield called, gave me some vocal tips today. Thanks, James. Lead singer Metallica.
Like, who is that?
You really don't know?
No. I did see like an interview clip of him recently. I don't remember what it was, but it was good.
Good evening.
There it is.
Welcome to the program.
Thank you,
for
Tyler. No?
You don't like it?
It's okay, I guess.
Okay.
For any parents that may be listening in the car with your young child, be prepared.
What are you doing?
In-N-Out has officially removed the number 67 from their menu. So when they call out the number, you know, order number 66. Oh. Order number 68.
They just don't want to deal with 67.
67. Yeah.
I did see crazy videos again of people at In-N-Out. It was like a horde of children
waiting for 67 to be called.
It was crazy.
Yep. When we went and saw Santa, we had to take a number, and when 67 came up, a bunch of kids went up and took pictures
in front
of the number. Yeah, and their parents. Yeah, my son says it all the time.
He's six.
I know. 67. Yeah. I've seen the videos at In-N-Out.
Do they skip the other six number?
No, which is very interesting. Years and years of legacy for that other number.
Yeah.
And everyone's been able to.
Yeah, but nobody goes 6'9".
Yeah, there wasn't quite that. I've seen all the videos of, like, specifically in In-N-Out, people lose their minds when they call out.
Really?
Yeah, bizarre. Very weird. So we're not doing it.
Interesting.
So do people walk up to cars that are from 1967, like, and go, oh, 6'9"? You know what I mean?
How would you know if a car was...
Well, like, the car from Supernatural is a 67 Chevy Impala.
What is Supernatural?
Oh, my
God. The show with Dean.
Those two guys so hot.
Speaking my language.
Dean and...
His name's not Dean in the show. His name's Dean in Gilmore Girls.
Yeah.
No, there's one of them's named Dean in the show.
I think he's Dean in both, actually.
Oh, yeah, it's weird.
Yes. Or it's Dean and Sam.
Sam
and Dean.
Yeah, Jared Padalecki and then Jensen Ackles.
That's right.
Is Jensen the long hair one?
Jensen is Dean.
Oh.
Jared Dean from Gilmore Girls is Sam.
So they switch names. Mm. Also, if you've watched The Boys, the cute one that you like is in The Boys as well.
Oh.
Jared Padalecki?
The one you like with the short hair?
No, we like the one with the long hair.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh. All right.
Where
6'7".
Okay, sorry. Hey,
good evening.
Good.
I'll let her go.
Good evening.
So sorry.
No, for.
Why would I? I don't care.
Okay.
We're civil over here.
Yeah.
Is Taylor Swift a narcissist?
If there was ever a point where Princess is gonna.
But
she's going to talk trash about your God.
I'm not necessarily. I am pointing out that there's a man on TikTok who is going over some of the stuff that Taylor Swift has done at award shows, what else? There were like a couple from award shows.
Concerts?
Maybe concerts as well.
He's trying to prove a point.
Were she humble brags or something?
Kind of, yeah. There was one with, I think it was at the Grammys, because Sabrina won a Grammy and Taylor was like, 1.5. You didn't win 2. 1.5. And then there was another where she didn't.
I think I heard that.
Yeah. It was weird. And then there was another with Celine Dion on stage and Taylor didn't like acknowledge her while accepting the Grammy.
Oh.
I kind of remember
and then
that.
There was,
I remember the Celine Dion.
Oh, there was another one at a friend's wedding where she was the only other one supposedly in white, and then also held a bouquet. And no one else did.
Okay. Well, if she was holding a bouquet, she was probably a bridesmaid.
No, it was just like photos outside.
So she just brought her own bouquet to a wedding.
There's no effing way.
There was a lot. Oh, and then there was another one where she like belittles people a lot. Where she like
Taylor Swift belittles people.
She pats the head of Sabrina Carpenter a lot.
Because she's a giant. And Sabrina's 3 feet tall.
She's 5 foot.
I still don't. Like, look. I'm all on team T-Hack. I like to watch the greats fall. But like,
I don't know.
I don't think this is a good.
I don't know. And then now it's like looking at how she was the only one standing at these performances during the Grammys. It's like, is that
attention
seeking?
Because she's cheering them on.
Or is it attention seeking?
Oh my God.
I don't know.
It's literally because no one stood for her when she was an up and coming artist. So she stands for everyone at the Grammys and dances to them.
That's what she wants you to think.
And the camera's on her for it.
And now she can't not stand or people go, well, she doesn't like them.
Okay, let's call it there.
Good evening. The influencer who rushed Ariana Grande at the Wicked premiere, who has also rushed Katy Perry, has also rushed The Weeknd, was kicked out of a Lady Gaga concert before he had the chance to rush the stage. They saw him come into the venue.
So we find it's how many people did this tool have to do this to? Right. So what's the repercussions for this?
I think he was like, I don't know if he was sentenced. Something happened.
Every artist get a restraining order against this fool?
Tried to disguise himself with a wig, a stick-on mustache, and sunglasses. okay. But I think that he's now. I think he's been banned from a lot of arenas.
It's on you. Come on, security.
They got him.
Let him go.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
We have reached day 10 of the 12 strays of Christmas.
And she's about to whine. She wants to go.
I have to give a little behind the scenes, like in this particular case and the case with the strays 1 and 2, like the whole litter came in.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we have a whole litter of puppies in here right now.
We've also got a kitten behind us.
There is a cat back there. It is mayhem in the studio. Good luck adopting the current batch because I don't know, like...
I think they're all going to employees of this radio station.
We are not allowing that.
Right.
The listeners of 12 Strays of Christmas get first dibs. Before we meet this one, I have a little public service thing I'd like to do.
Okay.
Broussard.
Yes.
Was right there, like almost
adoption
to the finish
pending.
Line.
Yeah.
And then things fell through. Mm-hmm. So do you remember what number Broussard was? He was last week for sure. He was somewhere between 1 and 5.
She was like number 9, maybe? No, not number 9.
Today's no. 1 through 5.
She was a weekend. She was a 6.
Okay,
I believe. The black dog who had a lot of energy.
Very
she
cute.
Was very sweet.
Yes. Broussard is back out there, one of our 12 strays. So go to our Instagram, check him out. And
he has a lot to say.
What? Oh, she's like, Broussard needs a home too.
Broussard too.
Okay, so having said that, because we're going to try to adopt
six,
all
day
12.
Six. I looked it up.
There we go. We're going to try to adopt all 12 of them out and many more thanks to Lola's rescue. Lola still needs probiotics, food, all sorts of things.
You could also foster. You don't have to adopt, but you could help foster.
That would be the worst thing in the world for me.
Yeah.
I would not be able to let the dogs
fail.
Go.
I would fail every time.
Yeah. So what do we have today? It's Moo Moo.
This is Moo Moo. I think she's a little tired and a little ready for a nap.
Oh my God. Look at that face.
She's such a sweetie. I wouldn't be shocked if Aaron tries to take her. She is a collie lab mix who's 8 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So ready to go.
Ready to go.
Just I about. Think. They're going to go get their spayed and neuters like tomorrow.
Okay.
So once that's done.
Why are you shaking, baby? Crying.
They're from Oklahoma.
Okay.
Oh. Mama had 8 pups. 7 pups, 8 pups.
I think it was 7. Yeah. And expected to be around 45 pounds.
Okay. So medium size. We call that a medium sized dog, kind of. That's not a huge dog. I mean, my dogs are like 18 and then, oh my God.
Shaking.
Hack,
so
how's
much.
Your heart? I know you're not the like,
I don't
the
think
biggest.
He's picked up a dog.
You, this group
oh,
isn't.
Oh no, they get like hair everywhere and stuff. Do you bring a litter roller? Do you have one?
I have one in my car. Wait, I do have one. In my office.
Erin has everything. Do you need any kind of narcotic? She has it.
The other day, what did she go? Oh, I've got that in my bag. Yeah. I'm like, what? I think it was like Pepto. You aren't even carrying a bag. It was Pepto. Yeah.
So you want me to try to pry it out of Erica's hands? No, or are you gonna do it?
I don't. Anyone is welcome. Maybe she'll like someone more than me.
Yes. So we want you to go. The easiest way to get right to everything is just text the word strays, STRAYS. To 303-222-5423. You'll be able to see Broussard, Stray Six, who's still up for grabs. You'll see, do we put like adopted signs on the ones that are gone?
We do.
Okay.
Oh, look at that face.
I defy you to go to our Instagram page, see this dog's face, and not adopt it. Mm-hmm. If Moo Moo is gone, some of their siblings will also be available. So Stray number... It corresponds with the date, you guys.
Yep. Mm-hmm. 10. We think.
P-Hack hates us so much.
Lock in, guys.
Stray number 10 is Moo Moo. Check him out at alice1059.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Other people's problems, we abbreviate that down to OPP. T-Hack. Mm-hmm.
Today we have Ashley, and we're going to help her figure out her plans for the holidays.
Oh, I love this. Let's plan. Go to your old hometown, run into the hunk that you used to know.
I just watched a movie.
But then he's not a
like
hunk
that.
Anymore.
Yeah, but then they both discover the joys of Christmas and live happily ever after.
Okay, mm-hmm. Hallmark.
We can save this farm, I think.
Ashley.
Yay.
Yay. What's going on? Probably none of the things we just said.
No, but you know, like boyfriend Christmas drama, it's all okay. The rage. So I have been dating my boyfriend and he's like really the best.
Yay.
Thank you. And like I want to go home for Christmas with him this year. This would be our first Christmas together and he feels like it's too soon. And that makes me feel like he's abandoning me during the holidays.
The A word.
There might be a, okay. Like abandoned. Do you have no other humans on earth? Or just, I know, but you love him, but like.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to spend the holidays with your person.
Yeah.
Right.
But you're not abandoned, like, right? You're not, or are you?
It feels like it, because okay. It's our first Christmas together, and I want it to be special.
Okay.
And like, we have something really special, so. Like,
is it, I mean, do you love him?
Totally, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And he loves you?
Yes.
Have we asked the question how long you've been together yet? Or did you say that?
No, we haven't. But it's their first Christmas together.
Yeah, how long have you guys been dating?
Like a few weeks, but it's real.
Oh.
You know? So,
define a few weeks? I mean.
Sorry. Mm. I don't mean to laugh, but because I do
Are
believe
you laughing
when.
At me?
Yeah.
Oh.
He's laughing at everyone.
Just the situation. Like, here's the deal. I don't mean to put you on the spot, Erica.
Oh.
But it took, how long before you knew Dane was the guy?
Probably 5 weeks.
But you probably also had an inkling before that as well. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It went from, I'm not sure, let's see how this goes, to, oh, wow, I'm going to marry him in a very few, it was like days from
A to
B. And
you're deliriously happy right now.
Yeah.
But so, here's what I'm getting at.
I think it's real happiness, though. Right?
My point is this. Like, when you know.
For sure, without a doubt.
I know what you're going to say next.
No, but I kind of feel like everyone goes their first Christmas not together. We weren't together our first Christmas, and we already knew. We said, I love you. We talked about getting married before. Like, we still weren't together on Christmas Day.
You weren't?
No, we did Thanksgiving together, and then he had plans already, and so did I. And that's okay.
Okay.
But can I just say this? Because, like, totally get that. But it's not that he doesn't want us to be together on Christmas. He's just worried what his family's going to think. Like, that his family will think it's too soon and, like, not take it seriously. So, like, to me, I'm like, hey, like, stand up for me, for our relationship. And, like, yeah, maybe they don't, but it's none of their business, you know?
But would you be staying with them? Because that feels like that becomes their business. I can't believe I'm against this either, but.
I'm kind of for it. I just, like, why not? Why not just get to it? Like, if you think you're going down this road, let him meet the parents.
Yeah.
And then we'll see. If it goes terrible, well, now we saved a lot of time. And then waiting till next Christmas, a whole year from now.
I have to ask weird questions. So before I do that, I'd like to get the phone number out. 303-222-5423. Text or call. Is this too soon? Or do you just throw caution to the wind? Do you know the answer to this question? Did he take somebody to Christmas last year?
I don't think so, but I haven't asked him directly.
That would be important. One.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like at Thanksgiving, if you guys weren't dating, like if he hasn't already had an outing with them where he went, there's someone special in my life and maybe eventually you'll meet her, like whatever. If you guys weren't dating by Thanksgiving and he hasn't already talked to you about him, it is a little weirder to walk in with this just,
hi, we're in love.
And she's sleeping in my room with me and like
I'm having an issue with you're begging to get invited to his thing, and I just don't think that's how it goes. You have to invite him to your thing. Not begging, but you're clearly upset, and it's like, but I think the only way to do this, if it's your idea, is invite him to yours.
Or are you not having one? Is your family not alive?
No, they're alive, but everyone, like, we do Thanksgiving together, and then, like, we all do everything else on Christmas, so.
Okay.
So we don't have, like, that big family gathering, which he has, and, like, what a great way to meet everyone.
I
don't know.
I think that if he doesn't go there, then he should stay here with me, you know?
Oh, if you're not invited there, he should stay with you and miss out on his family?
Well, I mean, it's not, he wouldn't be missing out on our first Christmas together. You get it?
Yeah.
But like, oh, how many God. Christmases?
Oh,
like,
God. But maybe your first Christmas together is next Christmas.
Right. Right.
But you are together.
How early did you do? I mean, you were so young. It's hard to say, but.
Yeah, she didn't come for Christmas, but she came. It was a few weeks. She came to like visit around Christmas. So she like met everybody.
A few weeks after you guys met or started dating?
Yeah, because we met like right before winter break. So we were like kind of, we were talking over the break and like then she came. Yeah.
Interesting.
Can I just say.
She met people, but we didn't, it wasn't officially Christmas. So right. I kind of got out of it that way.
Mine wasn't about Christmas, but like, it's weird to go back to this emotion, but I remember falling for my ex-wife and she already had a trip to Brazil planned.
Right.
And it was like too expensive, too soon. She went and then we were both miserable.
Yeah.
Because we're just texting each other all day and just like, I miss you so bad. And then she's trying to get on flights to get back sooner. Because we just missed each other. Like, it sucked. And we were like this far along, but we knew.
Right.
We like knew.
Mm-hmm.
That it and, was.
Yeah. If you know, what does it matter what other people. Why are you embarrassed about your family? Like, have you not broken up before with somebody? You know, like,
because have they never heard of this concept? Did have somebody last year. Didn't say a damn thing at Thanksgiving. Right. Then it just makes you look psychotic.
Yeah.
Hey, this is this year's girl.
Mm.
A little bit. No. I swear this one.
Right. I get what he's saying. Like, it doesn't matter. But I also think sometimes you just don't spend your first Christmas together.
I think we should spend our Christmas together. Like you said, when you know. And
honestly, I'm with you, girl. Like, when I knew. And now here we are. Like, but I just,
how much
you gotta be flexible
at your family, like with your partner, you know, like it makes it just so much better, you know, because family can be a lot.
What if
nobody's
got an answer?
Is he protecting her? Maybe like, does he have like a crazy family or something that he's
or
like,
does
let's
he not want her there?
Or that. Yeah, there is that. Maybe he's got plans with the boys.
Yeah.
I remember those
Hang
days.
On. Don't move, Ashley.
We're crushing her spirit.
I think it's a bad idea to go, but like if they get married, then you skip the whole Christmas.
That's okay.
303-222-5423.
It's not your problem. It's theirs. The Slacker Show's OPP.
303-222-5423. Alice 1059.
We're trying to help out Ashley. And I think maybe we hold off on what the texters are saying for a little bit. Okay?
I think so.
Yeah, but we'll say it in a little while. But Ashley has been dating a guy for a few weeks. They both feel very strongly about their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, take me home to meet the parents. Like, she's not saying take me home to meet the parents. She's not trying to fast forward the relationship, but there just happens to be a point right now where people go home to see their parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she wouldn't be like 3 weeks into the relationship going, I demand to meet your parents. But it's like, you're doing something.
Yeah.
I should come with you because we love each other. And we're just.
And it's Christmas, and at Christmas, you do crazy things. Love Actually, anyone?
You've already watched it, haven't you? You can always see
that. Oh, yeah.
Love is always around.
Okay. Yeah. Alyssa?
Yay.
What, do you have advice for Ashley, or where are we at?
I think that she should just let it be for now. I think it's too early to have these expectations, and I don't think it's fair that she should say, if I don't want him to go there, I want him to spend the holiday with me and miss out with his family. And the other side of it, like, what if he's saying that he doesn't want to be judged by his family to, like, let her down easy, right? Like, what if he's blaming his family and he doesn't just want her to go?
Yeah,
I'm getting very hung up on this because Ashley said, they are in love. He's not trying to be casual and she's taking, like, they're both in this together.
I think so too.
So he's lying to her. red flag is on him.
For sure.
Not on her.
Right.
Because she's like, we're doing this, right? We're in agreement. He's
if
like,
he's
oh, yeah.
He's saying, I love you.
Right. He's like a guilty party, too.
If he's saying, I love you, she should be going.
I that's where I draw a little bit of a line, because it's like, I love you, but I don't know enough about you. Like, it's crazy to go, like, well, when'd you guys meet? Like, your mom starts asking you questions like, Tuesday?
I know,
like,
but how could you love someone if you don't know enough about them and you're
like, but you think you love them, but you're just not ready to put it to that test.
There's also a thing, though, where it's like, if I do love someone, I want to introduce them to my family.
Not that fast, though. I mean, I'm on both sides of it. I know I'm screwed up.
His family is the problem. I mean, it could very well be like his family too. Like, I'm divorced. My ex-husband used to tell me all the time that his family was crazy and dysfunctional. And I never really believed him because my family was crazy and dysfunctional, but like, they took the cake. Oh. But like, I don't know. I think they should just let it be.
Okay. Then she'll just be alone.
That's fine.
Okay, no,
it's maybe fine. It's good for her.
Thank you, Alyssa. Oh my God. Said the codependent crew. This is my favorite thing. The two little Muppets in the top of the bed. Let her be alone.
The problem is that she made a big stink about being alone at Thanksgiving.
I was alone on Thanksgiving. I'll be alone on Christmas.
Oh, no.
You literally went to a casino.
Am I do that again?
Not alone.
Oh my God. The drama in this room. Mark. Mark, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
Thank God.
Who do you have advice? Or my head's so out of the game. Both of you are on timeout.
Get your head
separate
in the
corners.
Game. Come on.
Separate.
Get your
Mark,
head in the game.
Advice for Ashley. What do you got?
Dude, you got to go for it. You got it.
Oh.
I met my wife. We were engaged after 2 weeks. And 30 years later, we're still married. We've got two kids, 25.
3-0, 30 years later.
3-0.
Engaged after 2 weeks is bold.
She was the youngest of 9. She had 7 older sisters. I had never met any of them before we told them, hey, this is Mark. We're getting married.
Yeah, I love it.
When? Wow. I said this before. When you know.
2 weeks.
Yeah. You know.
You know. Wow.
Yeah. And that's what I feel bad for Ashley, because she feels like we know. And he's telling me
right.
He knows too. But it's too soon.
But can I say one more quick little thing? Sometimes when you know, you don't know.
You're wrong.
You're dead wrong.
And what?
The odds are with you.
And you have...
No, the odds are not with you,
Mark. No, they for sure are. If you think you know deep down if you know.
First high school boyfriend. Did you know?
Oh, God, no. I knew I wasn't going to marry him. Oh, I loved him, but...
That's such a lie.
No.
I've been madly in love. Like... Have a drink with me. I'll be madly in love with you. That's not true, but you know what I'm saying. Like, no, but like, you know what I mean? Like,
I guess it just feels like, and what? Then you spent Christmas with him and then you broke up?
But then your parents
are
like,
oh no.
Whatever happened to Ashley? You know, like
how
every time you
recover?
Call, hey mom, what's going on with Ashley? We broke up, mom. Well, why? She was such a great girl. It's like,
she was. I thought I knew, yeah.
I fear you have like a picking problem. If you're like, oh, I'll be drinking with you and I'm in love with you. Like, logically, yeah. You know when you shouldn't be with someone.
Yo, Lil Miss Codependent, you don't get to talk to me about any of this.
Isn't that a Kelly Clarkson song?
It is.
Close.
Moran. Is everybody just like, have us on mute? Fran.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. For the love.
I love her.
Oh, look at that. Look how long it took you.
I didn't even
2 seconds. Take her home with you. Fran, what advice do you have for Ashley?
I think she needs to back off.
Oh.
She's only been dating this guy for a few weeks, and she's already got demands in. He's not going to stick around.
Yeah, because she did
wait.
She did say, if he's not going to take me, then he should stay.
But I don't like this thing where we call women demanding, but men never get called demanding.
Because we don't make demands. We just go with the flow.
Men don't make demands. That's right.
We don't. If you stop and examine it, we don't.
You're insane.
Hack. Take the side.
Answer
is
me,
that
damn
a demand? Yeah.
Shut up. Okay. We just have, now we've waited long enough.
Yeah.
Just summarize all the texts into just a few short.
In every single text except so far, I've seen one. She is called a virgin or flat out crazy.
That B is crazy. So, Ashley.
And delusional.
You crazy.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Since it is my first holiday season in Denver, which it feels crazy. It feels like I've lived here forever already. But
it does, because we've accepted you as one of our
Thank you so much. I am looking for the best holiday markets, pop-ups, anything to do.
Because Chris Kindle Market, that was a struggle.
And they just moved this year, I saw, to a new location.
I've never heard of that. Mm-hmm. What's that?
You haven't? It's like the German Christmas market. And I've heard the one here is pretty good. But Dane and I, every year, the two previous years we've been together, we like to try and go to like as many pop-up Christmas stuff as we can.
Okay.
And we realized there's almost no time left.
Yeah. Like, I kind of want to go.
Suddenly, oh my gosh, you should come with us.
Ew.
Oh, okay. Sure not. Okay, no, then just send suggestions for both of us.
Like, it would be weird.
It wouldn't be weird.
It would be weird. Let me just... It would be weird because when you're walking, like, let me try to put myself in your brain.
Okay.
You want to walk around and see pretty lights. And like, if they have a little wassail or hot chocolate or whatever, and you're like,
what is a wassail?
It's just like the mulled wine or whatever.
Oh,
it's just
right.
And it's just warm with like fruit in it. It tastes, but it's just like spicy and it's like, oh, like at our Christmas concert.
Yeah.
I'm standing next to your mother. And then next to me was T-Hack and his wife. And like I think T-Hack just wants to kiss her a lot. And it's like,
not Erica's my mom.
His wife.
Cool, man. Cool.
You know what I mean? Because there was a couple of times where like I'm standing there and like he had nudged me about a guitar solo or something. Okay. And then I was like, well, I'm gonna say something to him, and I turn and he's like, and I'm like, nope.
Oh, I was smooching.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And so I feel that same way. Like if I were to go with Erica and Dane to one of these Christmas things, they can't do that.
No,
they can't
if
go
anything,
like,
it would be you and Dane.
That's so true.
Right, because he does think that Hack and I kiss, which is so weird.
Right. We don't really kiss. Got to the bottom of that. Oh, and when there was like an option to either sit next to Dane at the Alice in Winterland or go across all of us and sit next to my mom and between my mom and T-Hack, and you chose T-Hack, and he said, see?
Oh my God.
No, it was just, I was just trying to get closer to the center.
Yeah.
I wanted to see more. My eyes are old and infirmed.
I know. I can't believe I'm just bringing this up.
Dane, wow. Dane, listen to me. I would have sat next to you. I will sit next to you at everything from now on. But I don't think he wants
fine.
Me. I sit right here with you every day.
I like these two fighting over you.
But be honest. You don't want me there. You don't, because you want to smooch. And you'd be, I think you're so weird about things. Man, this is not where this was supposed to go.
No, not at all.
But you're so weird about like feet. Like you're so weird. She's so weird about little things. Like, oh my God, I saw his feet. That's like sexual. It's like,
wait, I didn't say it was
But you
sexual.
Did. You're like, ew, your feet are out. And you're like, ugh. Like you're weird. So I think you wouldn't want to kiss in front of me. I don't think you want to kiss him in front of me.
Yeah, we probably wouldn't want to do it like while you were just staring at the middle. Like...
But so then I just don't, because like if you're just walking through a Christmas market, isn't there just all of a sudden, oh, there's a mistletoe, and you guys are
I haven't really experienced much random mistletoe in the wild.
Did you kiss last year while you're walking around?
Sure.
Okay, then I would be interrupting.
There's also
now.
Times when we went to pop-up bars with friends, and that's what I'm.
And but you would still, but they're couples too. So once that starts, it's like this. Everybody just kind of goes, "This is the moment." Everybody's right.
Yeah. At Alice in Wonderland, I was smooching my wife, and I'd be like, "Okay, I kind of gotta make Slacker feel included." Like, let me
ask him about a guitar solo.
Oh my god.
Okay. So anyway,
you're not invited.
Okay,
but the best pop-up bars, particularly.
Okay. Pop-up bars.
There's so many. Like, I see
them
on TikTok, but I'm like, oh, which ones are good?
What is that? Can you explain to me? Because I don't think I've ever been to a pop-up bar. Like, is it a kiosk in the middle of the street? Or are you saying?
No, it's like a small little bar, like in a real location. But it's all like, there will be like an elf themed one.
So it's a bar that already exists.
But it's dead.
So it's like in my neighborhood, there's a bar called the State House.
Okay.
And you're saying a bar pops up inside the State House?
Some of them, yes. Or some of them take over the entire thing and they just call it something else at Christmas time.
Okay.
So that's what I'm looking for.
Okay.
Ideally, if there's any in South Denver, I would love
to. Or North Denver. North Denver's great.
Or North Denver.
Or anywhere.
Anywhere would be awesome. So if you can text them 303-222-5423.
So we need, yes.
Great.
God, oh my God, you're one of us.
I know, yeah. It's happening.
So pop-up bars,
yeah.
Christmas markets.
You have to go to St. Nick's.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, we drove past it and I was screaming.
Yeah, you have to go there, especially
your
first.
Stop?
Yeah.
We were on the way to dinner, but
okay.
This weekend.
I want to say where one of the best Santas is in the Denver metro area. But I think TAC will tackle me and make me not tell.
Yeah, I don't think you should do it.
I'm not allowed to say, right?
Words getting out.
Like the Park Meadows Mall Santa is awesome.
Sure.
The Cherry Creek Mall Santa, unreal.
Oh, okay.
Very cool.
The Cherry Creek little market was really cute.
And there's on the street, kind of where we did the silent disco?
Yeah.
Yes. That's very
fun.
That was
cute. We went with my mom.
Yes.
But I'm looking for more. We need a little more Holly Jolly.
Tagawa Farms Santa.
He said it wrong. I'm not going to correct him.
What is it? Tagawa?
Just move on.
you already got your pictures this year.
Tagawa Gardens.
Tagawa Gardens.
Yeah.
The Santa's dope.
He's real, awesome. Yeah. Very limited. Like, he's not there all the time. So you have to check. I'm not sure when he's there. So just don't. You can't, like, show up and.
Hope he's there.
Yeah. You have all to, right. like.
So that's one more thing to put on your list.
Perfect.
If you
just go this year and not next year.
If you want to add to Erica's list, she will say the phone number one more time.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9. Everybody get on the poll.
The poll? Excuse me.
Yep.
Change my cherry pie.
Why did you choose that?
Do you mean a different kind of poll? What?
You know that I was in that band, right?
I am pretty sure that the one time we went to a strip club together, that song played.
Crazy statement.
That song played, and there was a dancer who was like off for the night, and she came back, and she was like, "I love this song. Like, can I dance?" Yeah.
Was that the night you and our friend cost me at like $1,000?
That's the only time I've been to a strip club.
Hey guys,
so yes.
Yep.
Should we circle back to together? I also
Are you feeling sad that you didn't?
My eyeball and things are happening.
Are you feeling bad that you didn't go? Do you want to go? You want to do our? The last time we even mentioned the strip club.
Yeah.
Frankie Bones texted while we were on the air and said, "I'll set it up." Y'all just walked straight through the door.
He's ready at all times.
Frankie Bones as Shotgun Willie's is willing to just put us off to the side, play Cherry Pie on repeat for us.
I'm not a strip club girl.
Yeah.
And beyond that, I'm definitely not a strip club with my kind of boss girl.
I'm your boss. In no way, shape, or form am I your boss.
I feel like if you were mad enough at me, you could get me fired.
No, not a chance. Not a chance. I will tell you
this.
No. I think it's the exact opposite. If I were really mad at anybody in this room, they'd go, that person is doing their job. They like me off. They like me unhinged. I think they look at you guys as the people to make me mad on the daily. If I went in, I was like, these guys are great. They'd be like, we got to dump all of them and start over.
So you go in and say, we're not great?
I say it constantly. I talk about so much trash about all three of you.
I feel like if you were like, she did something wrong, they would go, okay, she's gone.
No chance. You are insane if you think that's true.
I guess I'm insane.
Why would I lie? Like, I would not lie about that.
Huh.
I don't.
But.
Just because my name's on the show. I didn't want that either. Remember?
They saw how angry he was.
And they're like,
this is perfect.
All right. So anyway, strip club, shotguns.
Yeah.
I wanted to do a poll question, but now I think we should learn to poll dance.
Okay. I have gone to like exercise classes to do it. It's so much fun. I think
the
we should
dance?
All go.
Yeah. I did that once.
Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
I've seen people. I knew a person who put the pole up in their house, and then you really have to secure the top
as
part.
Like an exercise method?
I think they were doing it a little both. They were doing the exercise, and they're like wanted to spice up their marriage.
But see, it would be spicing things up for me because I would fall off of it every time.
This person didn't fall off of it; they held onto it with their legs tight enough. But the pole itself fell off, and they did snap a little below the vertebrae. I think it was thoracic spine.
Oh my gosh.
A little bit lower.
Okay, so no crushed poles in my home.
I don't think a pole in a home has ever not fallen.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably true. Anyway, the poll I'm talking about is POLL.
Oh!
This is a poll question.
Okay.
And we don't have time to get to it anymore because we're heading to shotguns. There is a poll question. Can you, should you, wear socks more than once?
Absolutely not.
Yes.
What? No.
Now, obviously, yes, more than once laundered.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Of course.
Once they've been laundered, I have said this on the air repeatedly. If I were to ever strike it rich on one of the Colorado Lottery games, I would have a new pair of socks every day. I would take them off and throw them directly into the trash or donate them if somebody wants them.
I was going to say, maybe a donate.
Me too. Yeah, sure. Yeah. I saw somebody do that on Cribs once when I was in like seventh grade, and it's ingrained
that
in my
feeling?
Mind. Yeah.
No.
Really weird.
What are you talking? Do you know what
it is? Socks are too tight. I want them worn in like
you're
two or three
psychopath.
Times.
You're a psychopath. The way it feels is just like
a new pair of socks is thicker. Amazing.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I can almost tell you, like, give me a pair of socks and I'll be like, four. They've been worn four times. I can tell you.
Okay. And they're not dingy at all yet,
at
you know?
All.
Just
I don't really wear white socks because they get too dingy.
Mm. Is dingy spelled the same as dingy? Do you think?
That's what I'm picturing.
Can you imagine? You're just driving down the road and you're like, what is this show talking
like
about right now?
Strip clubs, socks.
And dingies.
And dingies, yeah.
Okay.
But perhaps your socks get too dingy because you wear them too much. Repeatedly.
She's the only one in the room, right? So it's three on one. Yeah. Please text in, yes, wear them more than once. Or yes, can you wear socks more than once? Yes, 303-222-5423. If you type in yes, you will get a personal response from one of the three of us who's not an idiot.
Mm-hmm. Can I
questioning your sanity, or no, you should not wear socks. Socks, you wear them. They've soaked up what's on the floor. And what's on your foot. Ugh. So when you take it off.
What is on my foot to soak up?
Sweat.
My feet are cold. I'm freezing right now. There's no sweat
still
coming
like
off my feet.
Skin cells.
Do you go to the gym?
Yes.
Do you sweat when you're in the gym?
Yeah, but not my feet.
Yeah, you don't think any of the sweat runs down into the... Even if your feet don't sweat.
I'm not a big sweater.
This is going to be the weirdest thing I've ever asked anybody. May I meet you outside your gym and will you hand me your socks?
Sure, and you'll go...
They will be dry, Erica.
Yes,
you're crazy.
Will. But here's the thing. I have parameters for when to rewear socks. Say I wake up in the morning, I put on some socks, I walk Swanson, I come home, I shower, so I take the socks off. I'm probably going to put those back on to
come to
work.
You've gone for a walk in those socks.
Swanson moves at the pace of a baby, okay? There's no sweating involved.
Why did they come off? That's what I'm confused. Did you shower?
Yes.
And then you put the dirty socks back on?
Because they're not dirty.
It's an insane thing.
They're not dirty.
You were dirty.
No.
When you put them on.
Because I woke up. I shower every day before I come to work.
Right. So then,
but then you were
dirty. You went to bed dirty. And then you woke up. You had dirty feet. You shuffled around your house.
Which
right?
is very clean.
Wait, but did you have socks on when you were shuffling around your house at night?
Maybe different socks.
You're a psychopath.
I don't think this is to rewear.
Yes, rewear jeans. I will die on that hill. I know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
How is that
rewear
different?
Rewear jeans because your legs don't sweat. And like, oh my God, if your legs sweat,
I just feel
your legs
like,
sweat and your feet don't.
I just feel like.
That's
it's the same. It's equidistant amount of sweat.
Your socks, when they're clean and laundered and you put them on for the first time, they have a tightness to them. Like they feel.
Yes.
And then once you've peeled them off and try to put them on, they're.
That's crazy.
It's stretched out. It's just. It's.
And then you'd have to know which one was left and which one was right.
Yes, exactly.
Why would I have to know that?
Because they were stretched to your foot.
You guys.
Yes.
You need help.
I genuinely do not even ball my socks up because it stretches them out too much. I fold them.
Okay, now that's even crazier.
I don't think it's like, it's not like I'm hiking out here and then coming home and then putting those on the next day.
You wake up with your nasty feet, you put socks on. So those socks
Why
are already dirty.
Nasty?
They just are. You're like, no, you haven't showered. The socks that go on your showered feet should be pristine socks. You just took the time to clean your feet and you're going to put dirty clothes back
I'm
on.
I'm not intentionally cleaning my feet.
But your feet just get clean in the shower. That's another hill I'll die on. All right. Join us for sock night at Shotgun Willie's.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it.
No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I'm having quite the Christmas dilemma.
I have to interrupt. I'm so sorry.
Absolutely, yeah.
The way this show works is at any given point, we see Beyonce did something weird in the news. We're like, we should talk about that or whatever, right? And then we usually decide a song or two before what we're going to do. Moments ago, Erica goes, wait. Whatever we were going to talk about here, I want to talk about postage.
Yeah, I do. Mm-hmm.
And the blind faith that the three of us have in Erica to make postage interesting just went out the window for me. I don't believe we can do this. And I think we need to move on to whatever Beyonce's doing.
But I said... the sexy topic of postage.
Okay, yeah. You're right.
No, so,
I don't know that we've covered it before.
Right.
So it's like an untapped
postage
topic.
Okay,
what you gonna do about
it? It's too taboo.
Okay.
The issue is my family lives in like 7 different cities, right?
Okay.
So Christmas is hard. We don't all see each other. We do our best.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't sent a single gift.
You are host.
It's like I realized this morning talking to Dane, I was like, we really need to go finish Christmas shopping this weekend.
Yeah.
And then I thought,
there's not time.
I'm, uh-oh.
Do you know how much,
I'm going to have to pay so much to get it there.
Like, when I switched from, look, this is not a commercial for either of these companies. I switched from T-Mobile to Verizon.
Okay.
To get the new iPhones or whatever. Well, when I did that, it bricked my son's phone.
Right.
In Nebraska. So I was like, and they wouldn't ship one phone to him. They had to ship them all to me. So then I just ran to a UPS store and said, can you send this to him? And they're like, absolutely. We're going to need one of your kidneys.
Right.
It is an exorbitant amount of money to ship things.
I've still got over a week.
Erica,
I know,
but you're gonna have to pay for, like, she's making postage sexy right now. You're gonna have to pay
thank you
for, like, yeah, the Cadillac, and you can't.
It's hot.
You're gonna have to pay.
What just happened?
I don't know.
Diag literally did the collar pull like he's in an old timey movie. Yeah, see, it's hot in here.
trying to hype her up.
And you both are wearing collared shirts today. I just want to point out. We can talk about it
at some point.
Yeah.
I would just say you're going to spend more on postage than you spend on the gift.
That's very problematic to me. Now, some things, some gifts I can order and have shipped, which I think is better off than going, I purchase them, I mail them.
Yes.
Problem is, I already bought one person, potentially three, gifts that I physically have, and I'm going to have to ship.
Just be late. Just be late.
Yeah, but no, hold on. Yeah. Are they for adults or kids?
One is adult. Well, two adults, for sure.
Those can be late.
I know.
Yeah, they have all the gifts on the day. Then you actually stand out a little more if you're a little late. Because now it's like, ooh, a couple bonus presents. Thanks, Erica. What a nice surprise. What a sexy surprise.
But.
What a sexy surprise. Yeah.
The problem is it's part of our siblings' Secret Santa deal. So then I'm going to have to, they're going to know it's me.
Yeah, work your way through that problem, hack.
Yeah, what a mood killer.
Sexy hack.
The other thing is, I just want to say, and maybe Amazon has gotten better. Have you ever used Amazon and say, make this a gift?
Yeah.
They don't care. It's so stupid. Yeah.
I've had mine successfully wrapped. It's the worst wrapping ever, but.
Like for Mia, it like we got her a guitar one time.
Okay.
They just put a bag on it, like just a bag, not even a cool bag. Like they just put like
around a guitar.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're just like,
yeah. They bag them, and it's not great.
It was like
wrapping.
A blue bag. It was like a few shades darker than Tiffany blue.
Yeah.
And just like, and then they just tied it at the top, but not even with a ribbon. It was like with twine.
And they're like,
I'm like, I paid extra to have it wrapped.
Right.
So
I mean,
don't do that.
Technically, it's wrapped.
You know what you're selling, Amazon. You know what we think you mean by wrapped.
I know, but
it's not wrapped.
The other issue is if you just go, well, then I'm just going to send it. And like, say I sent my nephew's gifts, but I sent it and then told my sister, you're going to have to wrap it.
Oh, yeah. So then you're
that's
giving
so crummy.
Her a job.
Yeah, no, but I did it.
That's what you did?
I don't think that's the end of the world, though.
I did get them there early. They're not arriving, you know, the 23rd.
But. Show of hands in the room, who likes wrapping? One.
Yeah.
That's Aaron. Okay. Loser.
Don't get me wrong. I'm terrible at it.
Well,
but
then
I enjoy
you shouldn't
it.
Like
but
it.
But I enjoy
I've
it.
I've got like visible tape and just.
Oh, God. I'm the worst. Have you ever seen the guys who can do it with one piece of tape?
Yeah.
I hate those people.
Yeah. That's like my mom.
I hate her.
Yeah. Are we making rapping sexy?
Yeah.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I'm not starting.
Okay. Why?
Because there's a debate in the studio. There's some story that like you should pray for your type B friends because type B people, like the cold weather hits them harder for some reason.
Oh, that's weird.
They like.
Why?
I think it's just like you got to be a little more organized in the winter, especially in the snow, to get out of your house and get to work on time.
Okay.
Forget it.
So what happened in the studio then? We started looking at each other going, what are you? And. Like I would love people to text in right now, 303-222-5423. Start with me. Type the word slacker and then type A or B.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know what I am.
Does everyone know what A and B?
Oh.
I'm too afraid to admit this. I don't know
you
what
you don't
it means.
Know what A and B are?
No, society like just accepted these terms and I somehow missed it. I don't know. I was like
so you don't,
on vacation
you,
or something.
So but you don't know what you are.
I don't think so, no. But people talk, I hear them all the time, and people say, like, in conversation, oh, I'm so type A, and I just have to go, oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
You honestly don't know.
No, I don't know the difference.
I don't know what he is, because he's, can you be both?
I really believe there has to be a mix, because I kind of feel like everyone in this room could be a mix, but it's interesting where the shifts are. Okay, type B, or sorry, let me just start it A, shall I?
Okay, good. But I just want to say again, you can 303-222-5423, type anybody's name, Erica, Aaron, T-Hack, Slacker, and write A or B next to it. And we want to get a feel for what you think we are.
Right.
But now let's find out what the internet thinks they are.
Yes. Type A is ambitious, hardworking, time conscious, competitive,
multitaskers, goal-oriented, self-driven, high stress levels. Oh, don't worry. And heart issues. Okay.
And heart issues?
It literally says...
because you're
potentially
because you're
leading
so...
to anxiety, burnout, yes. and heart issues. Type B is relaxed, patient, easygoing. Creative, less competitive, work at their own pace, focus on one thing at a time, yeah, enjoy the process.
What health okay. issues does type B have?
Just lower stress levels, better at coping. So, interesting. I feel that I've just been...
Because you have said
yeah.
off air, and it makes me giggle every time you say it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're texting, just get it out. Erica, write which one you think yeah. it is. Erica thinks this is hilarious. She's... Sit down, everyone. She thinks she's a B. That is the you are the least self-aware human on planet Earth.
No way. I'm extremely self-aware.
Oh, my God, Erica. Did you read the heart issue one? Did you read the anxiety?
Remember when I was wearing a heart monitor to check my heart?
Yeah.
But, Erica, what?
But here's the thing. I identify with, like, the driven, competitive, yeah. like, self-motivated, uh-huh. but I am disorganized. I am all over the place. I am a little like...
When you're in this room, you're barking plans. Orders to people. You're like, I'm going to do stories. Aaron, are you working on a video for this? Do you want me to... You want help with a video for that? Like, she's like... Mm-hmm. Rah, rah.
No, I know.
She's like a little house mom, a little taskmaster. There, no one on planet Earth... Can Dane and I go out? There's no way he thinks you're a B. There's no...
I know.
No
we talked about this recently.
Type B.
Not just a...
He might... I think...
Oh,
we don't know what he thinks. Yeah. Maybe you're type B.
He, okay. Dude, for real.
I think that...
No.
At work, I am absolutely a type A. In my career, I have always been that way. But it's like I spend so much energy keeping things on track, or so I think. And like moving things along and making sure everything gets done and blah, blah, blah. And then by the time I get home, I'm like, no energy. Nothing left.
So you're an A professionally and B homebody. Like, is your laundry folded? Do you have a pile of laundry?
Yeah, I've got a bag of clean laundry next to the bed. Wow. I know. I don't
How is that possible?
But I'm also like, I kind of need to know where everything is or I get a little mad.
That's an A.
Dane moved my like beanie the other day and I was like, well, I didn't know where I was. And I was like, but it was.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Okay. Dane may think she's a B. You're right.
But I feel like you're almost flip-flopped of me.
Oh.
Like, what you think I'm what?
Like an A at home and a B at work. Now that we've been in that yeah. context, it's...
Yeah. I have some news.
Yeah.
I don't know when this was added. There's also type C and type D.
Let's hear them.
Yes, what are they?
Type C, Erica. Detail-oriented, logical, whoa. What?
I'd say the most outrageous thing.
What's
this Watch
one?
Her face. That was amazing. I just want that isolated. You don't even have to post it. I just want it for personal use. I want the video to start with me going, a whore, and then everything that happened with her face after that.
I actually don't know if this is her. I think I read the wrong one.
Okay.
But So type C, detail-oriented, logical, precise, analytical, conscientious, rule followers, introverted. I think follower. I saw rule follower, and I was like,
yeah, but she's
okay.
not introverted.
No.
Not
at all. Potential issues, difficulty expressing emotions, not Erica, no, can be God. Perfectionist, prone to stress. May become critical or pessimistic if things aren't perfect.
Are any of these hitting home for you,
yeah,
Hack, yet?
That sounds a lot like me.
That's
yeah.
getting closer. C that's does, what I was going to yeah. say yeah. is closer
type
to you.
Type C seems more Hack.
Okay. Yeah.
And then
and no health issues. So that's...
No.
All right.
Prone to stress.
Well. Yeah.
Okay. And then type D, high emotional stress, anxiety, pessimism, no. socially no. inhibited, mm. quiet, sensitive.
No. No.
Often deals with negative emotions and can struggle with social interaction.
We found our D in the room.
Ooh.
You.
But I'm not quiet.
Oh.
Nor do I struggle with social interactions. Everything else, ding, 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 yeah. baby.
I think you're both D's.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
I recently discovered something about myself, and I want to know if anyone in the room is like me, if I'm odd or if I'm normal.
Can I help?
Sure.
You're odd.
Okay, I'm all odd. Right. Okay.
All right, let's get a look at traffic and weather together.
Come on.
I am discovering day by day little idiosyncrasies about you that someday I'm going to do a controversial ranking.
I feel like it's getting worse as I get older.
You are definitely getting worse.
I'm more confident in myself. So I don't think I hide them as well as I used to. Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. It's not.
Therapeutic.
It's very healthy and therapeutic.
No, it's not.
And you have a partner who will love you in spite of these.
Yep.
No, I won't. Oh, you were speaking about.
Yeah. I was talking about the other one.
Sorry. Okay. Yeah, but no, your tics are starting to really spin up to the surface. Okay.
I think there's someone else in the room. At least one has to be like me, okay?
Okay.
So I've been having a really hard time watching NBA basketball this year. I'm a huge NBA fan, but they changed the TV deal, so it's not on the same channels anymore. It's on Prime, it's on Peacock, it's on like all these different apps, and I'm struggling to like figure out the rhythm of it.
That is exactly what has happened to the NFL.
Yes.
It's on a different channel every day.
At least the NFL, it's like, you know, the days where the NBA, yes. It's like they play kind of every night. And what nights are the TV nights? Well, it's different than what it was last season because they're not on TNT anymore. And we don't have to get it. That's not the point.
No, but the NFL has done the same thing. It's like, oh, it's Thursday night. Oh, it's Black Friday. We're going to throw a game in there.
Sure.
Oh, it's the day after Black Friday. How about a game at 2 o'clock? And you're like, what?
Right.
What do you do? What?
But typically it's Thursday, Sunday, Monday. For a second, I almost said Saturday. I'm not going to lie to you.
The Saturdays are coming, though.
But
in the playoffs, it's Saturday.
It's different.
And don't you feel like sometimes you turn on your TV and it's like, it's the third quarter, and you're like, there's a game? I didn't.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm with him.
Thank you.
Okay.
So
I have to say this out loud. You are listening to two people in their 30s who are ready for a home. For a retirement home. You are ancient.
You know what? I'm very excited to hear you say that, not about me, because I feel like I have gotten
You are the old soul in the room?
Yeah.
But Jesus, Aaron, it's on Amazon on Thursdays. Oh, but it used to be back in my day. That was on
ABC. I'm
not
saying I don't just watch find them.
I'm
just saying I have to ask Dane, which day, where are we?
Mm-hmm. We live in a magical world where I can go,
how you ask
hey him? Siri, what channel's the game
no,
on tonight?
Siri
stop,
doesn't
it,
listen.
Stop it. But like, yeah, just find it.
Okay. But I had to like get new subscriptions and stuff. Okay. So my wife knows this. And so the other night I came down, we had like put the kids to bed, and I came downstairs and she had a game on. I said, oh my gosh, there's a game on. And she found it. So I was like, great. And it was like in between the two games. So the next game was going to start in like 20 minutes or something. So it was doing the halftime, or not the halftime, the in between studio show. So we're watching that. And then the game finally starts. And as soon as the game starts, a little thing pops on the screen that goes previously recorded.
Oh.
And I go, oh, it's not a live game. It must be an off night. And my wife says to me, does it matter?
Oh.
And it made me stop. And I thought,
yes, it matters.
It does matter. But why? I enjoy watching basketball. I've been wanting to
but
watch.
But you already know who won.
I don't.
Because you weren't following.
I'm not following. I don't know who won, but I just
seen. Then I guess
seen.
It doesn't, but like.
No, I get that. I get that.
See? No, and especially it would be so just disappointing and like frustrating the next day to be like, where's the highlight reel, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, when was the what game did I watch?
Okay, so I'm not weird.
It. No, when NFL moved Thursday Night Football to Prime, I think just last year, we often would be like, let's go watch Thursday Night Football at a bar. Let's grab whatever. Let's go eat out and watch.
Okay.
And we made the mistake multiple times before realizing all these bars and restaurants
don't have Prime. Yeah.
So they would just put on whatever
they
game
was
last.
They put on the NFL Network. So you go in and they put on the
and
same game.
And they would
game.
Put on Monday. No, they'd put on Monday night's game. And every time we'd be like,
because I went to a bar for a Thursday night game. It was like Chiefs Ravens. And I go to the bar and there's Chiefs Ravens. And I'm looking up there and I'm like, cool. And then you're like, wait. He doesn't play for the Chiefs anymore.
That's 2 years ago, Chiefs-Ravens.
Oh, but you don't remember who won, and you just want to...
There is a Chiefs-Ravens game on right then, and I know how to get it. Go home and find the game. Like,
but I think in my situation, I don't know that there actually was a new game. This was like, hey, you've been dying to watch basketball.
Right.
I found a game. You don't know who wins. You just know this game already happened. Why don't you want to watch it? And I can't quite explain why I don't.
Because it's just, you're not in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
Because it's like you go to the movie theater to see Wicked because the new Wicked's out, right?
Okay.
And it starts playing And it's the first one.
No, but then what did I pay for? I've already seen it.
It's the same for him. Like, it's like, he probably already saw the game that he's like.
He said he didn't, though.
I genuinely didn't. So I didn't know who won. I didn't know scoring totals or anything, but it just felt like, why? What's we don't have point? To waste our night watching
don't waste
a game.
Your night on it.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
But I enjoy watching basketball. Would it have been a waste?
Yes.
Okay.
Because there's nobody to talk. You're still weird because you're a curmudgeon about where the games are. Okay. I'm just out.
I don't think he's weird.
I don't like anybody in this room except Aaron, but even she's rubbing me wrong.
No, I'm just saying that the next day, because I don't really care about sports. I only like hockey. So like the next day with the highlights, with right. like what everyone's talking about, that disappointment of like.
Yeah, him coming in, did you see Jokic dunk? And it's like, that was 3 days ago, right. You idiot.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a story about my arch nemesis ruining an afternoon for an entire community. An entire community, Slacker.
Salad?
Yeah, who is your arch nemesis?
Not wind chimes. Oh. Not salad.
There's another.
There's a list. Turkey. Gosh. I've got a story about a college student who kind of is pretty dumb.
Oh.
As are you.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Missouri.
They're not really all that southern.
No.
Kansas City is in Missouri.
Yeah, it's a little more Midwest.
Missouri. It is Missouri. Yeah. All right. Anyway, Missouri.
A 19-year-old college student was suspected of vandalizing cars.
Oh, nice.
And they were like, we got to find this man. You know, we've got video footage of him damaging mirrors, smashing windows, denting hoods, just going to town.
Seems like they got enough right there.
Yes. And then they opened his laptop.
Yeah.
And opened his ChatGPT history.
Okay.
Which had several questions, including, is there any way they could know it was me?
Okay.
And will I go to jail?
Yes. Yes, you will
Why
go directly.
Why was he vandalizing?
That's
really, was he in a bad mood?
Why was he ChatGPT?
Yeah, I probably would.
Eventually, the chat's going to rat. Yeah. It's going to be rat GPT. Hello?
Yeah.
Wow. Hello?
That's it.
Who's the guru now?
Call it a day.
No time for your story, hack.
Yeah, it's he rat. Was arrested, charged with felony property
nice.
Damage. So.
Yeah. Someday, I think we just go through Aaron's rat GPT.
Mine's probably very sad.
Yeah, okay, maybe we don't. Let's hear about your nemesis.
My story's out of Tennessee. There was a Gabriel's Christmas and More store down there in Tennessee.
All right.
When a curious deer
there it is.
Happened to crash through the storefront window. All the twinkling lights, beautiful displays, and then this stupid, ugly deer.
How do you feel about the Christmas deers?
Yeah, the ones that pull the sleigh?
Yeah, you mean reindeer?
No. Sure,
it's still a deer.
The Christmas light up stand ones.
Why
that
would
go
he
in the
like
front.
Those?
Yeah, no, I don't like those.
I don't know if that was any different. I was curious because he's hyping up the Christmas decorations, so I thought maybe he would like the Christmas.
Oh, no. Maybe they thought it was another deer. They're like, that girl's hot.
Well,
he's trying to get up on it.
Crashed through the storefront window, caused a lot of damage. Once inside, the deer panicked. It ended up wedged under a chair, stuck and bewildered.
No.
Thankfully, the store staff showed up and they were able to shoot it dead.
No.
On the spot.
No.
Gabriel's Christmas and More now sells venison.
Okay.
Oh my, you're a bad person.
That didn't happen. I know it didn't happen. But Hack hates deer so much that he altered a news story.
No, they carefully moved the chair.
When you think about them being scared, does it make you think of your own dogs?
You just made
it
worse.
We have breaking news, Hack. The second the deer got out of the store.
Stop.
Car hit it.
It's a Christmas miracle.
You're a bad person.
Those were all the stupid people and dumbass deers we could find for today.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union studios. Bank like a Colorado local with Belco Credit Union. Visit Belco.org today. Insured by NCUA.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.